the house in Cozy Cove and it says...
I didn't say prove it. At the first line, it says, I personally live here. I don't do this. That's all. That's all I'm asking. Do you see the first line?
So their information for not be renting the property on a nightly or short-term rental basis. If you don't rent your property or you rent on a monthly or annual basis, you need to check the box. My property is not rented on a short-term basis and return it to the assessor office to be removed. Okay, so do not. So this is just saying it's not a nightly rental.
That's all it's saying.
It's not saying you have to fill this out.
No.
So somebody could say it's not a nightly rental and send back blank information.
And a lot of times, all we get back is the nightly rental one.
And I think this is good that we're expressing our concern over how this is done. I question what we can make a motion on, what we can't. In other words, I think we're kind of limited to what comes before us in this. Obviously, she asks our opinion sometimes because she doesn't want to spin her wheels doing something that she knows we're not going to buy, not going to approve. And I think
and if I'm wrong, I need to know if I'm wrong.
Well, I mean, and again, and I mean, this is the lawyer in me. We're just telling you what our thinking is. We're not going to tell you, we're not going to legally advise you. You know,
right.
You need to talk to the county attorney about that if you're going to do that.
And
but
I'll
we are expressing
again.
Our
Happy
opinion
to do so.
As to and our concern about these items. And if it comes before us, if something like this comes before us, then we can make that decision, I think. But I just don't. That's my only concern, Mr. Reynolds.
I hear you. I think you're being generous there, but to be frank,
on our power, right?
No. I think you're generous in the fact of the assumption of getting input from us. I believe the letter's wrong. There is no other stopgap here.
I think, as
the letter sits, it states they will automatically, if you want taken off the list, let us know the list of nightly rental. If you don't send this in, you're being taxed 100% commercial according to that letter. Plus, sending out two letters at the same time, a lot of times people don't understand page one, page two, or this document goes together. I know in the real estate business, a whole document is always together. It's not one piece, one piece. I realize there's two separate letterheads here, but it's very muddy, and it kind of it's number one seems to indicate that you better send this back in. It is required. And number two is the big deal is if it's not sent in, they're being taxed 100%. So my concern is that it's nothing's going to happen. So that's my concern. And
so when we have a question, say one comes in and it's marked up kind of weird, because people will write all over those. We do call them, and we've got a number to reach the people and talk to them so we don't make that mistake. But by statute and by the Missouri Constitution, I have to decide whether a property is agriculture, whether it is a residential, or whether it's commercial. And it doesn't talk about percentages or anything in that. And so I'm just trying to do my best job. I don't have much information coming in.
It is what's wrong with assuming that it's residential and there is other departments out there like planning and zoning that can be deemed whether that is actually a nightly rental. I understand if it's in, and this is how it's traditionally been done as well. If it's in Point Royale in the condos that we know that has been nightly rental, there's people that live in them. and sending out a letter going, hey, if you don't send this in, we're going to tax you as 100% commercial. I get that. Or Chateau Cove. It's a nightly rental area. There are a few people that do live in some of those. I don't know where, but some of them. But here, we have, how do you, you don't have a staff for 42,000 properties, and whenever those letters are sent back in to make sure that they're not going to be taxed commercial, the default ought to be they're taxed, I mean, it's on residential unless there's some overwhelming evidence to determine otherwise. And
I was going to say, Jeff, I think if I heard you correctly, you said that perhaps you should change the wording to, instead of will be, could.
Could. And okay, we don't so do it ahead of time.
I still think that's
weak. Here's the thing, too,
but if you say could, based on information we receive, I mean, that's accurate, is it not?
Another thing that you don't realize, we send the letters out, but we're not tracking them either. And we're not changing things till they come back. This is kind of honesty. Just like personal property tax, and here's for the whole county, because you know this, this personal property tax is an honest man's tax. I don't go out to your house and look in your garage. And so the same thing with nightly rentals. We have people that call in. The neighbors, like you say, complain. Then we take a little closer look and try and figure out. But I don't have a phone number. I don't have an email address. I've got nothing. These two letters that go out ask for that kind of information. Now at least it's in the system. I can say, somebody's saying this is happening. But you don't have an idea of the budget. Scott over at Planning and Zoning, he's got a budget to pay just him. He doesn't have all the stuff on the
side. We don't need a police department for taxes in Taney County. And it's not your job to enforce that. And there's plenty of work to do, I'm sure. But
it
comes down to the assumption that these, I mean, we don't have the staffing for it. How can you follow up to make sure that they got that letter in? I mean, my guy totally, I mean, half the people don't even live here a lot of times and have vacation homes. They may not get it in the mail, and then they're being taxed on the commercial basis. They don't catch it. That is, it's wrong.
I'd like the opportunity to educate Mr. Reynolds on what the assessor actually does.
Okay, good.
We obviously have an opinion
here, both sides, on what her job is, okay? I mean, we've got, and I think you feel that she has a job that is different than she feels her job description is. And from my thought would be we've expressed our concern about the letters.
And I'm happy to get them looked at and change wording.
Ask you, if you feel that we have that power, Jeff, to go ahead and make a motion to change that letter, if you feel we have that power, it can be seconded. I don't personally think that we have the power to tell the collector what to do unless this is in front of us. In other words, if we have something that comes in front of us, we can correct it, and we do.
But I
don't know that we can correct. That's just my opinion, obviously. But if you feel that we do, you can second the motion and we can vote on it. I don't care.
Just a comment. So when you know, like I had to read this twice to really figure out what it says. Okay, and I'm a banker, you know, and I went to college. I
just graduated Forsyth.
Yeah. So if I got this in the mail, and it says it's got two pieces of information that you want, and it says response required, I would think I need to respond to both of these. I think that's kind of what you're saying.
I mean, there's one aspect to it.
Yeah. So,
but again, that's my hope. I hope they will respond to it because I'm fighting people who are telling others not to send them in.
Well, there's a lot of...
And the state tax commission is telling me I have to have those.
Yeah.
The state tax commission told you you had to have that second letter there? You have to send that out?
You have to have the sales letter.